Barbarians of Rome, European Neolithic Languages, Part 3. Now, the early Greek writers made no distinction in their physical description of the Celts and the Germanic peoples. The Celts of the period of expansion are portrayed as tall, fair-skinned, blonde warriors with gray or blue eyes. Livy, Diodorus, and Polybius have left descriptions of the Celts which leave little doubt about the physical appearance of these people. Later, by the end of the period of Celtic expansion, mixture with native populations of other types, Alpine and Mediterranean, greatly modified the appearances of the Celts, and although many of their leaders may have remained unmixed, many representations from Roman sources have survived, and they show quite clearly the dominant Celtic characteristics were of the Nordic kind, even when allowance is made for the idealization on the part of the artist. The original population of the Italian peninsula was mainly of the Mediterranean type, but the dominant type among the Italici was Nordic. Both Siglin and Gunther have collected a vast amount of material from Roman sources, from literary and historical records, from Roman statuary, and from personal names, showing clearly that the type of the ruling classes of the ancient Romans was Nordic. A great many well-known persons are described as blonde. Blonde hair was ascribed to deities such as Amor, Apollo, Aurora, Bacchus, Ceres, Diana, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, Minerva, and Venus. 250 persons are known to have bore the name of Flavius, which means blonde, and there are many with names such as Rufus, which is red, and Rutilus, which is reddish. The intrusion of Indo-Europeans into the Aegean area, although on a relatively small scale, may have begun before 2000 BCE. Two main migration waves came later. There can be no doubt that those who introduced an Indo-European language were basically of the Nordic type. Most of the gods and heroes of the Iliad and the Odyssey were blonde. Athena was blue-eyed. Aphrodite was described as having golden hair. And Helen had silken blonde hair and light-colored eyes and a dazzling white skin. The Greek word iris means rainbow, was used to describe the human eye. It's very strange indeed if a dark-eyed people had made such a comparison. To be sure, artists idealize, and it would be naive to believe that the Greeks even approximated the symmetrical beauty of the product of their artists. But the important point is that the Greek artists, of the great majority of cases, portrayed an idealized Nordic type of beauty, and they would certainly not have done it if the type had been strange to them. The Nordic type in Greece ultimately suffered the same fate as in Italy. It became submerged in the other racial elements, mainly Mediterranean and Armenioid. Southern Russian Scythians in the Iron Age were mainly of the Nordic type. This is also true of the inhabitants of Southern and Central Europe, Russia and the Bronze Age. From these areas came the Asiatic Indo-Europeans, the Iranians, the Scythians, the Indo-European-speaking invaders of northern India. Two migration routes were open, one by way of the Caucasus and the other by the Caspian Sea. Both routes appear to have been used. Native population of India was composed of racial elements of dark complexion such as the Vedas, Australoids, Negritoids, and the southern expansion of a Mediterranean strain. The Indo-European invaders did not have numerical superiority, but they were physically superior, and they were able to establish themselves securely. A caste system was introduced in order to maintain segregation. The Sanskrit word for caste, varna, means color. No doubt other factors in later times have great importance in the development of the caste system, since it is today no longer based upon a difference of skin color. Among the Brahmins, the highest Indian caste, fair skin and fair hair is still fairly frequent. Fair hair, blue eyes, or gray are reported in Kashmir. Nordic traits are found in the Ganges district, in the Pamirs, and the Hindu Kush. In the shape of the face, stature, and general physical build, the Sikhs approximate the Nordic type. The Aryans of the Hittite inscriptions are the Bozoi Khoi, or are called Hare, which means the blonde people. Wall paintings in the temple of Ashta indicate that the difference between native Indian type and the tall blonde Nordic type. Passages in the Sanskrit literature refer to the natives as being of dark color, Kirmarvarna, as Anas, that is, noseless, where the newcomers refer to themselves as India's white friends. Indra himself, an Aryan god, is described as blonde, red-bearded, and some of the characteristics of the Germanic Thor. The fire god Agni and the sun god Surya have golden hair. Ushas, the goddess of the dawn, is delineated in much the same way as Eos amongst the Greeks and Aurora amongst the Romans. There can be little doubt that the Nordic was a prevalent type among the invaders of India in the 2nd millennia BCE. Skulls of Nordic types have been found in the burials of the royal families of the Hari and the Mitanni. Indo-European name of rulers are common. It is also true of the Hittites. The Scatians in western Turkestan, called Turkoman in modern times, also show traces of a former Nordic element. The Alans, who were associated with the Goths, probably belonged to this group. The modern Ossetic people in the Caucasus may be a remnant of the Alans. They speak an Indo-European language and Nordic traits, especially blondness with blue eyes, which are still quite common amongst them. The Medes and the Persians belong linguistically to the Iranian group of the Indo-Iranian branch, according to descriptions in classical literature. Largely owing to the isolation of their mountain territory, the modern Kurds, probably descendants of the ancient Medes, had preserved many traits of this Nordic type in stature, eye color, and color of hair, and fairness of skin. The conclusion that the Nordic type was the dominant type of the original Indo-Europeans in the East is supported by the investigations of various anthropologists who found long-headed Indo-Aryan types in a great many localities throughout the Near East from the Caspian Sea to India. The purpose of this has been to establish the fact that original Indo-Europeans were of Nordic racial type. The next task is to show the Indo-Europeanization of Northern Europe and the formation of the Germanic people. Now, the sources for this: the Germanic people, their origins, expansion, and culture by Owen, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad, and Civilization of the Celts by Loret. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.